That's what you said. I thought it was funny while you were doing it. But when you got in there, you said, oh, what? I can't believe it caused me this kind of hell. Amen. So the reason for all of this is because people, even people that have received Jesus and born again, do not have a revelation of the kingdom of God. But I promise Jesus, I promise Holy Spirit, I promise my Father God, with all that he placed within me, I'm going to preach this gospel as clean, as pure, and holy, and clear as I possibly can. I'm not going to shun because I used to, because I thought somebody, I was concerned about somebody liking me or approving of me. I can care less whether you like me, approve of me, or accept me. I'm here for, I want you to, but if you don't, that's your problem. I'm certainly not going to let it be mine. And they're not going to have any kind of influence on me preaching the love of Jesus. I'll say it again. Because whether you attend or don't attend, I'm going to still preach. Whether you give or don't give, I'm going to still preach. It has no bearing on what God told me to do. That's going to be between you and God. I'm not going to get in that. I'm going to tell you what he said. And he and you, his child, you're not my child. I'm just a steward, a sportsman, an overseer to make sure you get fed properly. I'm going to put the feed in the trough. If you don't know what that is, I'm going to put the feed on the table. And I'm going to put some trimming around it, too. Well, what you eat is going to be between you and the Lord. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. But it's going to be by the Spirit of God, he will help me to make this clear to you today, young people, everybody. Hallelujah. So let me see, can I get through this? Because I have places to go. Go to the next verse. Hallelujah. He said, because this revelation lamp now shines within who? Say it out loud so you hear yourself say it. It shines in me. This revelation of the kingdom of God is shining in me. I know it's going to shine today inside of me like it never shined before. I'm going to know things by the Spirit of God I never knew before. Hallelujah. So he said, because of this revelation lamp now shines within you, nothing will be hidden from you. Nothing. You're going to know how to treat your husband. You know how to treat your wife. You know how to raise a family. You know how to work a job. You know how to praise God. You know how to worship. You know how to do what God has anointed and appointed you to do. Yeah. Nothing. You know how to pray in tongues. You know how to be faithful. You know how to give. You know nothing. You know how to keep your mouth when you know, because you have revelation. I'm not going to talk about my brother. I'm not going to say that about them. And you have an opportunity to pull off a deal that your flesh saying you can get away with that. No, I'm not going to let you get away with that because I know that's not right. I'm not going to do that. A man one time, what is the grocery pride, right? One time, Piggly Wiggly or something. What was it? I think it was Piggly Wiggly. It's been years. What was it? Sunflower. It was sunflower. And then it was somewhere between sunflower and Piggly Wiggly. Because I was real young. Happy birthday, Kenny. Kenny had the birthday. He's 29 strong. Amen. Amen. And they gave, I don't know where I cashed the check, I don't know, but I think I gave them some money and they gave me way too much change back. I had walked out the store and I counted it. And I knew that wasn't right because I had more than I gave them. That's way too much. You know, you pay for something, you got more than you. I turned around, went back in the store, and I said, y'all gave me too much money. And that lady at the cash register said, you don't see that every day. And you don't, because my daddy raised me. My daddy raised me to be honest and be fair. Have I missed it? Have I missed it? Sure I have. But what I want you to see today, you can't get through life trying to cheat and lie, snitch, be lazy, irresponsible, uncommitted, a sometimer. You got to be all the time. I'm not a sometime believer. I'm not a sometime husband. I may not have been the best, but I bet you I'll rank among the best. I don't beat my wife. I don't talk about her. Amen. Sometimes she wants me to talk to her. Hallelujah. Our children growing up, we had some tight time, tough time, but they can say daddy did provide. I moved them around. They went to Tulsa. We spent a couple years there. We came back, and when we came back, it was tight and tough. You can see now that I did take care of my family. I found this word when I was in Tulsa. I found that the Bible was true. You know, I used to read it, and it was trying to find something to preach. And that's the way too many people do the Bible. They read to find something to preach or something to talk about, something to argue about. The Bible is not to be argued. The Bible is to believe and receive and acted upon. Because the Bible is God talking to you. Say that with your mouth. Let your ears hear you say it. The Bible is the word of God. It is God talking to me. Hallelujah. 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 So since it's God talking to me, I want to get it. See, it's a code book. Everybody can read it, but they don't know what it's saying. But those of us, his children, that's the reason why people want to argue, because they don't know what he's saying. They just want to argue, try to prove their point. And Satan loves to do that to bring confusion in your life. But the Bible is to believe and receive. Acted upon and get the results it promised. And it said all the promises in the word of God, they are what? Yes and amen. If God say I'm a healer, he's a healer. I don't care who argued with you. I don't care who tried to say he didn't heal that person. He did too. They just didn't receive it. They just did not receive it. And I'm communicating with you this morning. Hallelujah. So this is why we keep bringing it up, and this is why we keep preaching it. And I pray you who are viewing us, you got your ears on this morning. Hallelujah. And those of you that are driving distant, and that's a reasonable distance to drive here, you ought to be in your car rushing over here now. But since if you don't, you do plan to do it next Sunday. Stop sitting at the house being lazy when you could do something better. You can make us better, and you could be made better by joining us fellowshipping. And wouldn't you say so? Yeah. Amen. It's just something about saints coming together in physical, visible form just make things better. Amen. What you plan to do, you can do it after we dismiss, because we're not going to be here all day long. Isn't that right? That's the truth. You know that. Amen. Well, and I don't feel, come on, that we change your feeling. We get that stuff off of you. Amen. Yes, we will. I'm so confident in the word, I believe God do anything he said. Hallelujah.